Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Okay, I will try to go quickly and very fast, as much as I can. Yeah, because it's 9:30. But anyway, I will try to go through the journey of the Holy Week. The problem that we are attending the Holy Week and we are not focused because we don't know exactly the value of each day and each hour. This is a problem that we have in the Holy Week. For example, if I attend tomorrow, for example, tomorrow morning, okay, there is a liturgy from 8 to 10. It's only for Lazarus. Actually, from a week ago, we already celebrated, okay, Lazarus. The raising of Lazarus, okay, from the tomb. But the problem of why the church, for example, put this, or we celebrate tomorrow morning Lazarus. For what reason? We have to know. The problem that we have a misunderstanding maybe or lack of information about what is exactly what we are doing hour per hour and why the church arrange all these readings. We have, for example, like 6 hours each Pascha, okay, or Pascha. What the meaning of Pascha? Passover, actually, yeah, very good. And we say the Holy Week or the week of Passion of Christ or a week of whatever. Like a passion. The problem, actually, I can change the name and make the victory, the week of victory. It's right. It is not a week of Passion of Christ. It's a week of victory. Yeah, that's why we have. Yeah, we are using, for example, a lot of whatever we have, like black in the church. Yes, we are a little bit. Yeah, maybe in the morning. Okay, but we are not sad. No, we know that's why the church arrange everything. I would say exactly. I will go very fast as much as I can. I told you. Number one, we have to know that this is Holy Week because it's a victory week. Yeah, this is what I'm doing usually. Yeah, okay, this is a victory week. That's why we have to understand that. Okay, we have to know that it is the victory week and we have to know the value of this week. What is the value? It's Christ conquered the sin and the death. He conquered the death and the sin. This is the first of all I have to understand. Number two, church tradition. All during this week, we will see a lot of hymns with different tunes. Yes, totally different. It's very sad tunes. Why? Because now we are going through the week from starting by Sunday night. We will see after Sunday, we finish the Palm Sunday, we will go direct to a different tune, a different tradition of the church. We will see how it's totally different. Also, for example, if you see in the morning hours, we have to do matanias. In the night, no, we are not doing any matanias. It's different. For example, morning, yeah, there is a level of asceticism more. We have to fast more. There is no liturgy, actually. There is no liturgy. I'm not waiting for a liturgy, but I have to, with my father of confession, I have to tell him, okay, can you give me a canon, for example? Well, I have to read more, for example, like not a psalm from Agbaya. No, it's different because we are stopped at this week. We are stopping reading all the Agbaya. We are reading only the psalms and the prophesied, for example, from the Old Testament about only Jesus Christ when he, during the Holy Week. Then with my father of confession or my spiritual father, I have to go to him and tell him, okay, can you give me a canon during this week? Different matanias, different readings, and different also like from the books, whatever. Not only the Bible, I have to read also more. There's a lot of books, amazing. I just start from a few days ago, one book about like meditation on every single gospel during the Holy Week, it's written by Abuna Mata Meskin, Father Mata the Poor. Actually, it's amazing. I started from a few days ago. Oh my God, like it's amazing, very deep. The church service, as I said before, it's different, and we are going outside the church. Why outside? Have any reason about that? Why we are going outside the church from here to this place, for example, and we are sitting here? Why are we not using the altar again? What? Heaven is closed this week or what? Exactly. Huh. What exactly in the Old Testament? Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Why Jesus Christ was crucified outside Jerusalem? Go back to the Old Testament. There is something very specific. It's written here. Yes, exactly. The sin. This is named like the sin offering. The sin offering should be outside that outside Jerusalem. And exactly the sin offering, Jesus Christ took all the sins on his shoulder, and he was crucified outside Jerusalem. Exactly. Then we fulfill all the prophets who said about that. In Hebrews 13:13, therefore let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Okay, I go again very fast. We said about the hymns, then Saturday, the wretched friend of Christ, Lazarus. As I said, exactly, in tomorrow morning, we will celebrate the miracle of Lazarus. But can you tell me why the church took this event, or this miracle, which has already happened from a week ago? If you go to last Saturday, we read already the same gospel. Why we are repeating again? Why are we doing again? Why? What is the purpose of that? Have any reason? Huh? Of why the church took this rite, for example, of the reading the gospel of Lazarus and put it tomorrow morning. However, the miracle of Lazarus, raising Lazarus from the dead, it was from a week ago. Okay, if you go starting by Saturday and going to Saturday after, which is going to the Easter, during this week, the church tried to tell us exactly, we starting by like raising Lazarus, and the end of the week is the Easter, like the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then don't feel that Jesus Christ, he will die. No, he will rise from the dead. That's why he's starting the church trying to encourage us. Don't worry about Jesus Christ, what will happen. Maybe we will feel like, who is that? Jesus Christ, God, leave himself to die? And you feel like sometimes maybe, what is he doing? No, look in the first, on Saturday, the first day before the Holy Week. Before the Holy Week, we will see that Jesus Christ did the miracle and he rose Lazarus from the dead. Then I will never fall in, for example, like I feel like, who is Jesus Christ? Or I feel guilty maybe because Jesus Christ, like, oh, is he really like that? He's God? No. That's why the church should try to encourage us about that. Number two, going to the Palm Sunday, direct to Palm Sunday in the morning. Rejoice in Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of thine. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming to thee, just the Savior. He is meek and riding on an ass and a young foal. What exactly that? In Matthew, Hosanna to the son of David, blessed is he. Can you tell me why exactly Jesus Christ said to the disciple, for example, there is a colt, there is a donkey. I wanted to take this donkey and I wanted to go to Jerusalem on the donkey. What is it a symbol of? Try to think about. Actually, what happened during Moses, God said to Moses, the problem of my people, they rejected me, and I will invite all the Gentiles. Actually, the unbroken colt or the donkey, it's a symbol of all the Gentiles, all the people. And God will come on for these people. And the garments, which the apostle put it under the feet of Jesus Christ or the donkey, it's all the preaching, which is exactly St. Basil said that. And also St. John Chrysostom said about that all the garments that the people put it under the feet of the donkey, it's like all the preaching of the apostles and the disciples. Now, the Jewish people, they rejected Jesus Christ. Yes, until now. They didn't believe in Jesus Christ. All the other people, the Gentiles, believed in Jesus Christ, except these people, the people of God. and to rejoice. Another symbol, which is one of the forefathers said, the rejoice of Jerusalem, it's exactly the rejoice of our heart when we keep Jesus Christ enter to my heart. After tomorrow, when you celebrate the Palm Sunday, only you have to pray only one word or one sentence. Please, God, enter to my heart. I need the rejoice. I need to be happy with you. And don't be like the people who say, Hosanna, and after a week, crucify him. The same people. The problem that, I have a problem of my heart like that. Sometimes, I feel like, oh my God, like I love you, my God. And by the end, I make a wall between me and between God by sin. No, I have to remember that there's the same people who said, Hosanna, and after a week, they say, crucify him. If anyone loves me, which is in John 14:21, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Monday, there is two focus on two things. We will see now. Can I ask a question? The New Testament explain the Old Testament, or the Old Testament explain the New Testament? Both. Huh. Continuation. Okay, the Old Testament explain the New Testament. Because if you go to the Old Testament, you will see that a lot of prophets talk about Jesus Christ. Talk about Jesus Christ a lot. And they prophesy about Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, we see Jesus Christ exactly what he did. But they are not talking a lot about Jesus Christ. But if you go to the Old Testament, we will see a lot of things. That's why if I read the New Testament, and Jesus Christ, for example, did that, then I go to the Old Testament and I see the same. Exactly on Monday, for example, morning. You will see that we are talking about, from Genesis, we are talking about the sin of Adam and Eve, and how after they sinned and they fell, they found themselves naked. And what they took? When they feel that they naked, what they took on time? Yeah. By. What exactly? It was exactly what leaves from a thick tree. And at the same day, on Monday, we are reading Jesus Christ. He was going to the temple and he saw a fig tree. It's empty, and he cursed the fig tree, and he remembered exactly the sin of Adam and Eve at the same time, and he said yes. This is the problem, because it's fake. From outside, Adam and Eve were covered. Adam and Eve were covered. But actually, no. They're still naked. Naked. That's why this is a problem that I have to understand what the meaning of it. The meaning of the first Adam and Eve, the first Adam, who fell in the sin, and he tried to cover himself by like leaves of fig tree, and the second Adam, when he saw the fig tree, which is a hypocrisy, and he cursed it, this tree. St. John Chrysostom said, the fig tree with its broad leaves represented the wide road. Also, it reminds us of the sin which Adam tried to cover with its leaves. And then Jesus Christ also cleaned the temple. He went to the temple and he cleaned all of inside the temples. In Eve of Tuesday, which is a Monday night. Now we will see the church change a little bit. They will go to talk about the wisdom of God. The wisdom. And how we use the wisdom. During the evening service, draw our attention to our death and the second coming of the Lord. The reading of Eve of Tuesday remind us all the need of repentance. Then from Monday night to like 2 days more, we are talking about the repentance. We are talking about the wisdom of God, we are talking about the kingdom of God, then we are preparing ourselves that we will see, we will meet God later. In Zechariah, for example, he said, return to me and I will return to you. In the gospel, the Lord called us to strive to enter through the narrow gate. Then after that, in the Psalms, for example, the Lord is our salvation and glory, the God of our help, our Savior and helper. Then if you go, my opinion, if you want to really to read, to go through the hours, try to focus a little bit to see what is the line, common line between, okay, all the readings of each hour. And you will see a line. You will see a word, for example, or a verse common between all the readings. In Tuesday, Jesus Christ went to the temple after he cleaned. And exactly. You can imagine that you wanted to read the Bible or you wanted to pray, for example. If you have a lot of things inside your heart, you will never listen to God. You never listen to his voice. That's why Jesus Christ said at the message is a symbol of, if you want to really to come to the church and listen to me, you have to clean in first your heart. This is exactly what Jesus Christ did in the temple. The reading during Tuesday in the Holy Week focus on the Lord, a bridegroom of our soul and the nature of our relationship with him. He said in Exodus, I bore you on eagle wings. The eagle wings, it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Again, in these all the readings on Tuesday, we are focused only on what? You have the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit from the first day after the baptism. Then what we have to do? We have to keep the Holy Spirit by coming to the church, take the communion, and try to talk to God. It's like a fire. If I can't put the wood in the fire, then to quench it, like, why I have to do that? How to do that? If there is no relationship between me and between God, between me and I'm talking to him. Matthew the Poor, he said like that, the discussion, like the prayer with God, it's two ways. Who is asking and who is reply? Can you tell me? During my prayer, who is asking and who is reply? Actually, God is asking, and I reply. Not that it's an opposite, no. Every day, God is asking you to talk to him. And if you listen to him, you will answer his question. Every day, God is waiting to hear your voice. And if not, he's still waiting. But there is a bad communication, bad signal, we can say, between me and between him. This is a problem. Then this is on Tuesday. On eve of Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, in this hour the church should draw our attention to our need of wedding garment, purity, and righteousness. This is Jesus Christ. We are reading the gospel in this day, in eve of Wednesday. We are trying to take attention that, okay, we are going, if you go to the wedding, what you have to wear? You have to wear a pyjama. مش معقول يعني أكيد مش هروح ال wedding with pyjama. Then I have to prepare myself, and for sure the girls will do a makeup, for example, and we will have a good suit, and we have to go to the wedding. You can imagine that you're coming to the church. You're coming to see Jesus Christ. What do we have to wear? Don't talk about the garments from outside. I have to wear what? I have to wear the wisdom. I have to wear, for example, the purity. Then I have to be pure. I like, today, for example, today, this morning, during the liturgy, someone came to me, Abuna, I have a problem. Can I take the communion I have? And he tried to confess quickly, very fast. It was very, very, very small, like sin. He, like, for example, if someone of Akhlas in Yinseha, I can't forget it. But he very precise, Abuna, really, really, I can't take the communion if I'm not pure. I was like looking to this person, like, oh my God. Like, even myself, I'm not doing that. But now, this is exactly God, he's representing himself. I am here, and you will come to my wedding, to this wedding, this celebration. I have to purify myself. I have to clean everything from inside. This is of eve of Wednesday, like Tuesday night. Ezekiel, the Lord, as in Ezekiel, the Lord is a... like seeking to purify different metals in the furnace. We are reading this part during the Eve of Wednesday about how to purify the metal, for example. For example, if you have a diamond, if you have gold, I have to put inside in the fire first, and after that, it will take to be pure, like to purify this this metal. Holy Wednesday, there is two things, actually. You can imagine extremely, two extremes. One is extreme love, and another one is extreme betrayal. On the same day, I have two different friends, we can say. One of them, well, you know it, the betrayal, and the other one, it was, oh, she was an extremely extreme love. Mary of Bethany and Judas, the extreme betrayal. I stopped when I was preparing this part. I was stopping for like half an hour. I was trying to meditate on this part by myself, like for me, for myself. Actually, maybe I see that Judas, for example, I tried to tell him like, okay, what you're doing? You betrayed Jesus Christ. You are his friend. Maybe not only his friend. You are his disciple. You know him. And you know what he did exactly. What miracle. He rose, for example, he rose Lazarus from a week ago. Why you are doing that? You know how Jesus Christ, he was walking on the water. Why you are doing that? Why you betrayed him? And I tried to tell him, like I tried to بفكر بقى ازاي يعني اتكلم كده بطريقة مش كويسة عليه. And like, actually, I'm doing the same. I betray him every single day. When I'm not looking to him, when I'm seeing, I'm looking, for example, a bad with whatever, I'm doing whatever, I fell in the sin. Or I'm not focused on him in much, for example, for the in my day. Then the problem, I'm trying to tell Judas you are doing, you did the bad things, for example, but actually I'm doing the same. Then I have to think about that. For Mary of Bethany, no, she loved Jesus Christ, actually, and she had a very, very expensive perfume, and she put it on his feet. When I come to the church, I use my expensive time. When I pray, I'm using my my time to talk to him. Then I have to compare between both, between one love and the other one is the betrayal. This on Holy Wednesday, in the Wednesday in the morning, we are talking about that. And also we are reading the 10 versions. That's why God loves nothing so much as the person who lives with wisdom. In Eve of Thursday, I'm going quick, very fast. Eve of Thursday, starting from Wednesday night until the end of Pascha, the Gospels are going to focus more on the crucifixion and Lord's desire to go to the cross. This is when we are focused only now on to the cross. Halas, it's not that we are now going in Eve of Thursday, like Wednesday night. It's only Thursday night. Jesus Christ will go for crucifixion. That's why we are focused only on that. In Ezekiel, for example, the inner court of the Lord, this is what we are talking about. And after that, on Thursday morning, the covenant Thursday. I will read for you St. Cyril of Alexandria what he said about the covenant Thursday. The gospel of this hour reminds us again to be prepared for the Passover. Where is the room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Where is a large furnished upper room? Make ready to receive Christ in the sacraments of the Eucharist. Turn to him and repent fast and call on his name to come into you. For when we partake of his body and blood, we obtain life in us. For we become as we are one with him. We dwell in him and he too reigns in us. Actually, this day is very important because this is the core of our church. The Eucharist. And I'm not sure about, for example, the Protestant or other churches, for example, they are not believe in the Eucharist. I don't know why. If it's very clear for us that how Jesus Christ, he broke himself and he gave us his body, then why they are not believing in that? I'm not sure about that. In this one, for example, in John 3, he said, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. He said exactly, if you are not eating my body, you have not eternal life. Then why the other church, for example, they're not believing that? I don't know. Then Eve of Good Friday. Why Jesus Christ choose Gethsemane? Why he choose? If you remember that Jesus Christ, when he wanted to go for prayer, for example, to pray, he go to the mountain or the desert. Why this time he chose Gethsemane? It's written already. I hear it's written. Okay. Where Adam and Eve, they were in the garden. And from the garden to the garden. Like the garden, the first sin, it was in the garden. And the last thing Jesus Christ did before his crucifixion, in the garden, and he was praying. Then he start from the garden, the sin, the first Adam. And the second Adam came, and he, from the garden, he cleaned everything. He took everything on his shoulder now, and he said, okay, I will go and complete the salvation from this point. That's why Saint Athanasius said, whatever is written concerning our Savior in his human nature should be considered as applying to the whole race of mankind, because he took our body and exhibited in himself a human infinity. Then Saint John of Damascus, he said, thus he prayed in that manner that this should be a lesson to us, to ask help in our trials from God, and to prefer God's will to our own. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, he was talking to his Father and said, according to your will, not to my will. And this is a lesson that I have to learn. And Eve of Good Friday, there is, I will read quickly also to which is the case of Judas in Jeremiah. If you go to Jeremiah, you will see how he prophesied about the case of Judah. Really, it's very amazing. I will read St. Ambrose of Milan, he said about that. Look at the hypocrisy. I think it is exposed through the question that accuses the traitor with the compassion of love. Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? That is like saying, do you wound the pledge of love, shed blood in the duty of charity, and give death with the instrument of peace? Do you, as servant, betray your Lord, a disciple, his master, a chosen one, the Creator? He kissed Judas not that Christ should teach us to pretend, but that he should not appear to flee from betrayal. Hence, he did not deprive Judas of the dues of love. As it is written, I was peaceful among those that hated peace. And finally, the Good Friday. I will tell you something very important about the Good Friday. Go to Exodus and see what exactly when they choose after the before the Passover, they have to choose the lamb. Exactly when they choose a lamb, how they choose a lamb, and what is the qualification of the lamb, and what they did exactly with that, exactly Jesus Christ did. For example, without blemish, Christ found no guile and no deceit. A young male, Christ was young male, examined 4 days from the selection on 10th of Nisan. Christ entered to Jerusalem in the 10th of Nisan and was examined for 4 days by the Jews. Slain in public, exactly. Roasted in a fire. Roasted like Christ endured the fire of extreme suffering. None of its bones was to be broken. No bone from Jesus Christ was broken. The blood of the Lamb was placed on the doorpost of their salvation from the angel of death. You know that in Exodus, after they finish everything, they have to put the blood on the door outside, which is exactly like a cross. It's exactly like the cross. Then with the cross, it's a salvation. And this is exactly, if you wanted to go to Exodus, and you'll see what exactly, how to benefit spiritually actually from the Pascha or from Pascha week. Number one, try to read the words of the hymns carefully and with understanding and meditate. Try to focus on the word of the hymns. Try, for example, in a monogamies. And I know that some of you, they are now, they learn, by the way, some of you, they are learning now some hymns in English only, and they will sing together during the Good Friday by themselves, like some from the youth. They are saying that in English and here on Good Friday. Okay. You can, and we are saying this in this is our only begotten Son, which is in, sung in the sixth hour of Good Friday. In Greek word, it's atrepetos. What the meaning of atrepetos? Unchanged. Sorry? Begair. Yeah, Dibil Arabi. Yeah, unchanged. We are repeating this word how many times? 3 times. Yeah, during that 6 hour, Jesus Christ was on the cross. And finally, I'm looking to Jesus Christ. Are you the divinity and humanity? Yes. Are you God? Yes. Are you changed? No. The unchanged. That's why I'm looking to God. Yeah, unchanged. That's why I'm repeating this 3 times in the Omonogenes. Okay? That's why I try to repeat, I try to meditate on the word of the hymns during the Pascha. The second one, which is very important, how to benefit spiritually from the Pascha week, go to as many services as you can. I know that you have to study. But we told you that you, if you wanted to study, come here, for example, and you want, for example, to not lose time, then go downstairs in the library, go to the house, and you can study and come back to the Pascha, trying to attend as much as you can. Number two, create silence. We are talking a lot during all the years. We have 50. How many weeks we have? 52 weeks, right? Then only try to be silent in 1 week from the 52. Then 51, you can talk, but try to be in silence a little bit. Create silence in that, okay? Try to disconnect. Try to not to look to the Facebook. Try to not to disconnect from the WhatsApp groups. Try as much as you can. Focus only on this week on Jesus Christ. Number three, try to fast. I know there is no liturgy. Try to fast. Not fasting, no, stop eating in the morning. A little bit, and do mitanias. Yes, stop eating in the morning, a little bit. But again, go to your father of confession, your spiritual father, okay, and tell him like how many hours I have to stop, for example, eating in the morning. That's why we are not eating. That's why we are doing mitanias in the night or in the evening. We are not doing mitanias because we already halas, we ate already. Yeah, halas, yeah. Okay. Another point: we follow the steps of Christ. Every day, my opinion, my suggestion like that, try to read all what is written in the hour. For example, the prophesies or the gospel. And try to find the link between both, the common line between all the readings, each hour by hour. And read the gospel carefully, because the gospel, it explains exactly what we have in this hour. Another point, try to forgive the others. You can imagine that Jesus Christ already came to the world and he forgave all the sins of all the world. And I can forgive, for example, any other more my friend or whatever. Then I have a problem. How I attend the Holy Week and I say, yeah, sok tati gom, and I say that, yeah, Jesus Christ came to the world and he forgave the sins for everybody. And I can't forgive the others. It's a very big problem when we say that. Call someone who is sick or lonely. Again, during this week, it's very, very, very important to use your mercy. It's the mercy of God, but your mercy also to the others. Love the others. For example, if someone, for example, is sick, call him. If someone for the need a help, for example, call him. And finally, it's very, this Passion Week, it's not a pretend to benefit for a week only, no. It's a time to store spiritually nourishment enough to the last, the whole year. In John 3:16, he said, Lord God has so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And glory be to God forever. Amen. I tried to go very fast and quickly, like half an hour. Yes, yes. Yeah. problem with Jews that they were looking to the king, and the king who will save them from whatever they are, they have at the time. They are not looking to the king in the spiritual meanings. When they saw Jesus Christ, who was like a normal man, he's not a king like a king that they saw, that they expect. That's why they refused him. This isn't only, okay, they have a problem. All the prophesied, for example, they say like he will come as a king, right? He will enter Jerusalem like a king. But when they saw Jesus Christ, he was on the donkey, like he's not a king. That's why they're saying, no, he's not. Jesus Christ will come. And they are waiting. They are waiting Jesus Christ to come to save them. I'm not sure when exactly, but he will come. Yeah. Yeah. Any other question? This year? Yeah, this is your... Yeah, this is Fedi Moros prophesy. Yeah, they... Okay. Until now, they are not giving the sacrifice. It is only because there's no temple. The temple. There is no temple for, like Solomon temple. No, not yet. Yes, if they build it, it will be the last day in the whole world. Yeah. They can. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of arguments about that. For example, under the mosque of Al-Aqsa, yeah, exactly. They said that, but we don't know. Yeah. Okay. Please, again, we are from tomorrow. Try to focus on all the readings and try to attend as much as you can from tomorrow, Lazarus liturgy, then the night. Tomorrow night also we have something different. We will see Jesus Christ on the donkey in the procession outside in the parking lot there. Huh? Bukra ta'raf. Khalas ba. I'll see. Okay. Then I hope if you have time tomorrow, for example, do it from three to seven. If you have a time, try to come and help us also to doing the palms together and things like that. Yeah. I see. No. We are doing the procession outside. Outside the parking lot. Yeah, from 6 to 7. Okay. During the Pascha, please. At least, for example, if you can't follow all the readings, for example, try to focus on 1 hour and try to read all the prophesies and the gospel. Try to focus on 1 hour. If you can't follow all the, for example, and you lost, then focus only on one. And during some hymns, for example, you are feeling bored, for example, from the hymns or whatever, try to find a book and read during that, and especially in the Good Friday. Focus on the reading sometimes and try to switch between the readings and try to switch between, for example, a holy book, another book, for example. It will be really very benefit for you. Okay, any other question? No question. Okay. Anna? Anna, I lost. Only 30 minutes, I said, yeah.